You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys are having an awesome end to a phenomenal October. I know we are coming now into Halloween, and it is pretty exciting. We got Halloween tonight. I know my staff at work is all dressed up. It's kind of hard for doctors to be dressed up because, when I did the rounds and I was, working as an intern and a resident, you had no idea if you were going to be giving bad news that day or good news. And with a 36-hour shift, you could assume you were going to be giving some bad news. So it was really hard to dress up. And then while you're all dressed up and full of makeup, telling somebody, sorry, you have cancer. You know, so, for us, a lot of doctors, they don't dress up. But today, I kind of looked at my schedule. I don't think I have any bad news to give. And so, I don't have any bad news to give, hopefully, God willing. So I have my outfit that I'm going to wear today for work and then go trick-or-treating with. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, but, people always think that doctors are just kind of, they're party poopers. But come on, it's hard. But you think about it, okay? If you're coming in because you're scared about some of your lab tests, you find out you have a white blood cell count that's high, and you're kind of going, look, I got to make sure I don't have cancer. And then here's your doctor dressed up in a French maid outfit going, hi, I'm a southern zombie French maid. You're going to be like, look, I paid you to be a doctor today, and we're actually pretty busy today. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently imported spices appear to be twice as likely to carry salmonella. Then we're going to kind of tell you how to kind of keep alcohol away from messing with your diet. Some pretty cool scoop on Halloween and not so cool scoop on Obamacare. So we got a lot to talk about. So we're going to get started at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you this hour had sent me an article from the Wall Street Journal on the health risks of being left-handed. And the reason why you sent this to me was because a couple hours ago we were talking about how left-handed people appear to be more prone to psychosis. And this was a study that was done recently, but it mirrored a study that had been done earlier in the decade where we found people who were left-handed appeared to be more likely to have ADHD, obviously attention deficit hyperactivity, schizophrenia, dyslexia. All right. Now, they say other research suggests that mixed-handedness, being able to use right hand, left hand, etc., may even be more strongly linked than left-handedness to ADHD. 10% of the people are left-handed, according to expert estimates. Another 1% of the population is mixed-handed. The rest of us, right-handed. All right, we talked about the discrimination against left-handedness, etc. All right, we also have talked about how there were some older studies, and I was able to find it, on how they thought that babies born to older mothers at a low birth weight were more likely to be lefties. And mothers who were exposed to high levels of stress during pregnancy were more likely to give birth to a left-handed child. This was a study back in 2009. And they thought that 25% of the variability of left-handedness versus right-handedness was genetics. But there could be other issues. Now, no difference in IQ with left-handed versus right-handed, okay? They think that maybe lefties are better at divergent thinking, maybe could take on new concepts. They also found in one study, I remember reporting this a couple years ago, that left-handed people had salaries that on average were 10% lower than righties, according to research performed at Harvard University. But I don't believe it. Most of the left-handed people I know are pretty smart. In the first hour, I reviewed some of the famous people who were left-handed today. And pretty interesting group, right? You got Bruce Willis. You got President Clinton. You got President Obama. You got Vincent Van Gogh, right? He had some bipolar. He had some issues. But some real brilliant people, Bill Gates. Okay, you got some brilliant people that are left-handed. So just, cut them some slack. Right-handedness, okay, the brain's left side is supposed to be dominant. Okay, but they say the tendency does not hold up with the lefties. They say 70% of lefties rely on the left hemisphere for their language center. So you see, if you're left-handed, that means you're right dominant. If you're right-handed, then you're left-dominant, supposedly. But I told you recent studies, I told you this a couple hours ago, they aren't proven that. They say 70% of lefties rely on the left hemisphere for their language centers. So 30% of lefties may exhibit a right-dominant or distributed pattern, but I don't really know much about this hemisphere dominance. I'm not sure if I believe it. We were always told that, right side of the brain, left side of the brain. You know, and they're starting to find that, no, you know, you kind of use both sides of the brain, and I don't think there's a specific pattern. So pretty cool stuff nonetheless. So if you do have a left-handed family member, or if you have a right-handed family member who are concerned about psychoses, get both of them checked. Okay? Just the left-handed ones. Get the right-handed ones, too, because right-handed people can have psychosis as well. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FAA now is allowing electronic devices throughout the whole phase of the flight. Yee-haw! Because the FAA said it really doesn't interfere. But you still cannot talk on a cell phone. And the reason why you talk on a cell phone is because they want you to concentrate and be able to listen and hear what's going on. The change will take effect before the end of the year. Okay, from what I understand, you could use your tablets, your MP3 players, your smartphones. They all have to be in airplane mode with the cell network connections turned off. Airlines will conduct tests on their equipment and make sure that it does not interfere with their airplanes. That would really suck if a whole bunch of our iPhones or our telephones were messing up. But here's the thing. I know a lot of people don't go into airplane mode. I watch them do that. Because some people are able to, depending on the right weather and the right stratosphere, they're able to get a little text in. So already, I think half the plane has their phone on. I don't think everybody's turning it off. I mean, if it was really that much of a safety issue, then all phones would be confiscated, right? Because you don't want to think that your whole cabin has the power of downing the plane by everybody turning on their phone, you see? But I like the idea of the airplanes checking. Not bad. All right, so I guess they said the rule banning use of personal electronic devices had been in use for 50 years. Who knew that 50 years ago we had electronic devices? All right, guys, cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. I'm hearing some feedback. That could be me. Could be my... See what happens. Spooky stuff happens. Spooky stuff happens on today. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say men spend almost $1,000 more on an engagement ring for their second wife than they do for their first. What? Really? That's interesting. They say, on average, men preparing to propose to wife number two spend a hell of a lot more on the engagement ring because they have more faith in the security of the marriage the second time around. I don't believe that. I'll tell you what I think. They say the study found that 92% of them pay for the ring themselves, with just 7% say they split the cost of the ring with their fiancé. See, I always thought that the man pays for the ring. Not that that's fair, but I always just thought my husband paid for his. You know, I mean, I still help pay for the wedding and things like that. But the engagement ring, I cannot imagine the husband surprising you with the ring and saying, okay, now you owe me $2,000. And then you're like, well, show me the receipt. That's interesting. All right. Now, the average cost of a ring purchased for the first marriage, I think, was about maybe $1,400, $1,500. That jumped to about $3,000 a bet for the second. Now, I look at it as, like, when we first got married, to be honest, now with Obamacare, we actually were more financially stable then, if you really think about it. But still, the ring is small. My engagement ring, very small. And I'm fine with that. Okay, because I'm not into a lot of jewelry. To me, I thought the rock was huge, but it really is a small rock compared to others. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I've never wanted to get bigger because I'm just not into diamonds and wearing show-offy jewelry. I'm just not into that. I really wear, like right now, I just have a little gold band. I just have a little gold, and it's one of those comfort wears, right? It's a little thick. I think it's like a 6 millimeter. And I just wear that, and I'm very comfortable with that. Everybody can see that I'm married, so nobody hits on me, and it's good. I don't really need the diamond. To me, it would scratch patients. Remember, I'm doing pelvic exams. I'm doing rectal exams. We really don't need any jewelry up in there. I don't really want to lose anything. Even though you wear gloves still, they'll scratch. And a lot of these rings would poke through the gloves. So a lot of us doctors, we just wear bands. We really don't deal with the whole diamond thing. But you know, we were really struggling in the beginning, even though we're struggling now, who knew? So, you know, we got a smaller ring. A lot of people, by the time they're in their second marriage or third marriage, they can drop $1,000 or $2,000 a lot easier than you can when you're younger. For us, we were looking at a couple $100 rings. Excuse me. And I was really happy with that. I think my wedding ring was about $100 and I was stressing that one, really stressing that one, $100 for the wedding ring. You know, and I always told my husband, look, we could always upgrade. Like, let's just get the rings. Okay, you know, yeah, but we want the rings to last forever and, you know, it to be, you know, and I mean, yeah, that's cool and everything, but I didn't want to spend any money that we didn't have. So it's kind of interesting where your second wife will get a nicer ring. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Another high school is now banning twerking. Apparently, because of Miley Cyrus's very disgusting display at the VMA Awards, now we have a Southern high school. Aliso Niguel High School say no rump busting, twerking, or sexually suggestive dances. No freaking. You're not allowed to freak on somebody. I don't really know how to do that, okay? I know the whole 80s style, right? Yeah. Like the Carlton from, you know, Fresh Prince. I know how to do that, but that's about it, okay? From what I understand, not all the schools are banning twerking. But I think that is appropriate. I think it's ridiculous. See, because I kind of tell you, too, you know, sometimes it's unwanted behavior. You know, I always found it kind of awkward when I would go to a club and somebody would start grinding up against you. And it actually could be considered assault. Now, people don't mind if they dance or whatever, but, you know, there really should be some sort of rules, okay? I mean, in the olden days, okay, your bodies had at least a foot difference between dancing. Then maybe when you were a closer couple, you guys would cuddle up a little closer. But now it's like people just think they could just come up to you. You don't even know them and get behind your backside. That's some pretty scary stuff. So if this school is saying no more twerking, good for them. I think that's great because, honestly, I don't think these kids really need it. Of course, the kids are like, oh, my, that violates our First Amendment rights. Freedom of speech. There's no speech in that. You guys are twerking. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Now, they say the music that these babies listen to can boost babies' brain development. But, guys, you got to pick the right music, okay? That Smack My Witch Up song. I had to, you know, substitute the word witch. Not very good for the baby. Smack my up. Not appropriate. Playing music for babies, they say, can boost their brain development. Finnish researchers supported the findings in October 30th Journal Plus One. Well, it's the Journal Plus One, but the October 30th issue. They said, we'd previously known that fetuses could hear minor details of speech, but do they retain the information? Now, I think my kids do. I mean, I played a lot of music when I was driving back and forth to do my ER shift in Lake Havasu. And so the radio was going on. A lot of songs were going on. And I could see my kids kind of perk up with some of those songs now. Right? They don't realize they're doing it, but I think they do. All right, but what about boosting brain development? Researchers measured the infant's brain activity when they listened to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, as well as a similar tune with some different notes in it, to determine if any learning had taken place. They repeated this assessment when the babies were 4 months old. They found that when infants heard the song before the birth, their brain activity was much stronger when they heard the original song than when they heard the modified version. The effect was still present when the babies were 4 months old. So they think between the 27th week of pregnancy and 6 months after the baby is born, it is very critical to the auditory system. Now, I'm not really shocked by that. I'm really not shocked by that. I think a lot of us have, I guess, the ability to incorporate things pre-birth. Because, I mean, you hear things, your hearing is being developed, why not? Now, a lot of us, we don't remember. I would really love to study, what are these kids really remembering? You know, because my kids will meet some of their old babysitters, have no clue. No clue. But then again, they're not smelling them. You know, what do they need? Do they need to smell them? Do they need to hear their whisper? You know, I mean, I don't remember a lot from my infancy. I don't remember hardly anything. And I guess that would be a real, real cool subject to look into. That's all I'm saying. I think that stuff is cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you guys are listening to the Dr. Dolly Show when you're pregnant, right? I wonder what happens when the kids hear my voice, right? When they're 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. That would be a great study. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Mercedes CL driver sets a new record by driving coast to coast in under 29 hours. Apparently, Atlanta Lamborghini dealer Ed Bolian used a souped-up 2004 Mercedes to speed an average of 98 miles per hour to make it from Midtown Manhattan to Redondo Beach. He and two friends took the classic route taken by the Cannonball Baker C to Shining Sea Memorial Tour. Oh, remember the Cannonball Run? Yeah, I don't know, from the movie or whatever. But anyway, his time of 28 hours and 50 minutes beats the previous record set by Alex Roy, who made the trip in 31 hours and 4 minutes. He made the distance of 2,800 miles, had a two-man team. Wow. I wonder if they just kind of peed in little containers or what they did. Apparently, he outfitted his 2004 Mercedes with expensive gadgetry, spare gas tanks, and, of course, bedpans, and I guess was able to do this on the 20th. Interesting. Now, I don't know if they got out of tickets. My guess is they didn't get pulled over. Now, you see, something like this. Okay, something like this may make the cops mad, going, are you kidding me? Really? We couldn't find this guy? All right. Now, they say that the origins of the Cannonball Run are not very clear. All right, but the race, which is illegal, obviously, was named after Edwin Cannonball Baker. Back in 1933, he raced from coast to coast in 53 hours and 30 minutes in a car called Blue Streak. Then in the 1970s, the cars would go, I guess, faster, and I'm looking at, I guess, car and driver editor Brock Yates created the Cannonball Baker Sea to Shining Sea Memorial Trophy Dash. Then daring drivers vied for the title of the Cannonball Run. Then, of course, in 1981, we had the Cannonball Run movie with Burt Reynolds and Farrah Fawcett. The run was last completed by Dave Hines and Dave Yarborough in 32 hours and 51 minutes behind the wheel of a Jag. Their record was next bested by Doug Turner and David Dean. Now, this is interesting. Let's go back to 1933. He was able to race coast to coast in 53 hours and 30 minutes. All right, mind you, the cars didn't have the power of the engines like they do now, and the roads might not have been as slick and not many made. That's amazing. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don to work at the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I truly, truly appreciate it, and thank you. So this is kind of interesting. Made a big headline. You see President Janet Napolitano, right, who had left the Department of Homeland Security to become president of University of California Schools, is now authorizing $5 million in university funds to help students who entered the country illegally and do not qualify for federal financial aid. In her first major address since taking office, she said she would boost support for graduate and postdoctoral researchers by $10 million. Now, I guess Napolitano has encountered some protests in her first month of the job because critics contend was an increase in the deportations that she oversaw as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. But Napolitano said she supports comprehensive immigration reform and implemented the Obama administration's policy changes that now allow many of those students who were brought to America as children, known as Dreamers, to stay in the country for at least several years. She says there are students who deserve the opportunity to succeed and to thrive at UC. That was that speech. She said, I'm setting aside $5 million right now for this year to support these students with resources like trained advisors, student service centers, and financial aid. Consider this a down payment. One more piece of evidence of our commitment to all Californians. UC will continue to be a vehicle for social mobility. We teach for California. We research for the world. I gotta tell you, that's a very interesting statement. Teach for California, research for the world. I gotta admit, I mean, you know, as much as I'm scratching my head at a lot of the politics going on over there in California, having trained at UCLA for part of my medical school training, I mean, the UC system is a damn good one. I mean, it is. It's a good system. They say the funds will not directly come from tuition or state revenues. The $5 million for the quote-unquote dreamers or the children of illegal immigrants and $10 million for graduate and postdoctoral aid will tap extra reserves in discretionary accounts such as those that help faculty with home mortgage and have benefited from low interest rates. Apparently, because of the legislation signed by Governor Jerry Brown 2 years ago, students at California's public colleges and universities who enter the country illegally can receive state campus-based financial aid, but they remain ineligible for federal loans and grants, which as they should. I mean, if you're not, I mean, we can't even get our own U.S. citizens to get grants and loans. Why? We can't help everybody when we can't help ourselves. They say the $5 million will bridge the gap, according to UC spokeswoman Diane Klein, who added that details remain to be worked out about how much will be allocated to aid and how much each student will receive. About 900 of UC's 230,000 students are dreamers, so 90 are illegal. Klein insisted that Napolitano was not taking these steps because of the recent protests, but that she came to UC with a priority to help those students. Okay, whatever. Okay. I mean, here's the thing. Okay. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. My father was an immigrant. He became a citizen, though. Okay. Didn't get free college. No, I mean, he worked. He came here, became a citizen, worked to pay taxes. And so I'm not saying because I couldn't benefit from that, then because we kind of went the legal route, you know, becoming American citizens, et cetera. My father became an American citizen. I was born in L.A., so I was an American citizen because I was born here in the United States, that nobody else should get to benefit. But I am a little concerned, okay? It's very well known that getting into a University of California university is extremely difficult. We also know getting into a University of California university is extremely expensive. I had to pay a lot of money to do one of my medical school years at UCLA. That, it was a lot of money. It was a lot. Okay? Now, many of you don't really think that if you're a U.S. citizen, you should get any priority than an illegal alien or an illegal immigrant, and that's fine. You know, I mean, we're all people. We're all kids. I like the idea of treating everybody equal. But where I get a little bit concerned is if you are telling other countries that them coming here illegally will give them grant money to go to school, why would anybody go the legal route? If you are able to successfully sneak across the border and get into California, live there, you'll get a driver's license. Your kid, who you snuck over the border, will hopefully be able to get financial aid. That's kind of nice. Yet, here we are not, you know, we're being told we're going to have to pay out-of-state tuition. And what's out-of-state tuition for UC University? $30,000 a year? $40,000 a year out-of-state tuition? Extra $20,000 a year? And all we did wrong was be American citizens. Okay, that's not fair. Okay, now, if we had buku bucks, and going to the university didn't cost an American citizen 20, 30 grand, okay? And they could receive the same financial aid. I don't think many people are going to be upset. But if priority gets given to somebody who's not paying taxes, who wasn't born here, who wasn't a citizen, then you're not really going to please your current taxpayers that much. I can tell you how many people have already told me they are boycotting anything that has to do with the California universities. Well, stop that. We need you. We need the best and the brightest in these universities. Where are you guys going? And I can understand you're going to take a $20,000, $40,000 elsewhere. I get that. I get that. And you're allowed to. And I think the whole dreamer program is nice. You know, I mean, a kid gets, you know, brought here to avoid, let's say, the cartels, and mom and dad come here to safety, Okay, well then fine, but then start the process of citizenship. Show that you want to be here, you want to pay taxes, you want to pay your dues like the rest of us. But anybody that came here 20 years ago and hasn't lifted a finger to try to become a citizen, why are we breaking our backs with federal funding? And then the other issue that Mitt Romney brought up is if people are able to take cuts in the immigration process because they went here illegally, came here illegally, then, I mean, who is going to go down the legal path? And if you're going down the legal path, you may not get money for college. There's scholarships popping up throughout the United States. If you're an illegal immigrant, there are donors and there are funds for you to go to that private university. Whereas many of us that can't afford to go to those universities can't go as U.S. citizens. Now, private donors have a right to do that. Okay, but this is interesting where they're actually going to be using state funds. Now, mind you, there's very, very bright people. Immigrants are just as bright as non-immigrants, okay? All right, I think inviting the best and the brightest to your university is fine, but that's not what they're doing. They're not screening for the best and the brightest and then trying to, they're trying to be political, where if you're here illegally, we got you covered for college. Well, then I guess why are we even calling it illegally? Why do we even have borders? I mean, you know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I understand right now with California, can I also explain that there's a fallacy of thinking that your Latino population, okay, wants this to happen. Okay, a lot of your Latinos, it's insulting to them to think and presume that they want illegal immigrants to benefit when citizens don't. Because many of our Latino population are citizens. They had to bust their butt to become citizens. They had to overcome a lot of discrimination. They had to overcome language barriers, and they did it. Right? I mean, my father, he busted his butt learning the language, learning the history. He knew more about the Declaration of Independence than I did before I started learning it in school. So, it's one of those things where not everybody's pleased. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Can't you see I'm burning?
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze-Dried Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So proud of myself. Looks like I got an apple. Harry and David sent us, one of our friends sent us some Harry and David. So I'm eating an apple, which is good because, you know, we got tons of Halloween candy all over the place that we, people have been giving us Halloween candy. It's not even Halloween yet. So I got to be careful here. But eating my apple, trying to fill up. I'm going to also try to feed the kids before we talked about try to feed the kids. And if we want to feed the kids before they start eating candy, then they don't hopefully eat too much candy. And remember, what is Halloween about? Getting the mama candy. Exactly. You see, you guys know. You guys know. Okay, so ABC News, as well as many other news agencies, has tons of safety tips for kids and adults. Here we go. All right, so they say here, this is from ABC News. They say, be smart about decorations placement, even though now it's probably too late because you guys are just hours away from trick-or-treating. They say do not overload electrical outlets when plugging in your scary outdoor decor, especially the older decorations. All right. Apparently, I guess people can cause fires. People light their jack-o'-lantern on fire and do all sorts of stuff. I gotta admit, I really dig the decorations, and I think any of you with homes that do that, that is way cool. Because you very unselfishly decorate up your house, and you spend that money to decorate the house, and trick-or-treaters enjoy it, and you really get nothing in return. That's pretty damn cool. Alright? Then, set up spooky candles with care. They recommend, whenever possible, that folks use battery-operated candles. If you're going to use candles inside of jack-o'-lanterns, make sure they're away from curtains, trees, or combustible decorations. And keep in mind that your kids will run across your grass. Oh, by the way, can you clean the dog crap out of the grass? I am sick and tired of stepping on dog poop when I'm trick-or-treating. I understand you don't want me to walk in your grass. You want me to walk on the sidewalk and the concrete. But sometimes I'm tired and I walk across the grass. Clean up the poop, please. Now, dogs, children, knock it over, and then you have a fire. Make sure all of you have your fire extinguishers accessible. I know this is the part that really kind of, you know, ruins it for us when we're trying to celebrate trick-or-treating, because you got somebody on the radio talking to you guys about safety issues. You're like, Dr. Dahlia, we don't want to hear this stuff. I don't want to talk about it, but we got it. Okay, come on. I have a job here. Make sure your doorway is safe for trick-or-treaters. No doobs, no meth. Make sure you don't have a roof that's leaking. Make sure there's no Black Widow spiders, okay? Make sure there's no wires. Things get wet. People pee. You don't want them to electrocute yourself. Just kind of, you know, just look. Because remember, if it's on your property, you're liable. So just remember that, okay? Then, like I said, twice as many children are killed on Halloween than any other time. The hours between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. pretty scary. Eliminate any distractions. Keep your eye on the road for Halloween activity and trick-or-treaters. And then if you're a pedestrian, don't be zigzagging across the street like I've told you guys to do. Okay? What you need to do is pay attention. Make sure you have a flashlight, reflective clothing, etc. Don't be looking at your kids' candy bag, finding out what you're going to steal first like I always do. See, me, what you need to do is you need to watch when the people are putting the candy in the bag. And you're like, okay, those were pretty big candy bars. And then you're like, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, now, it's very easy to add some sort of reflective coating or tape to your kid without them knowing. Okay, the problem is many of your kids want to wear these outfits. They don't want to wear their jacket. They don't want to stay warm. They don't want to wear anything reflective. So you need to work around them. Now, one thing I do is I get those glow lights that you crack and they glow. Those do really well. And they don't mind wearing those, okay, because they glow. If not, just get some reflective tape and just smack their butt with it, and it'll sit there on their butt, and then people will see them. So that's pretty important, okay? Watch out for these hats and these things that cover the eyes. My kid in his costume today can't see anything. He told me I'm going to have to walk him from house to house. Now, the only reason why I'm putting up with that is because he's going to be with his mom. The fact that he wants to hold my hand, right, as I take him house to house because he can't see, that is better than him saying, Mom, I'm on my own and I got my costume and I'm good. So as far as I'm concerned, you got to call a win when you can call a win. By the way, congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. That was awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. Okay, next. Make sure you're using flame-resistant type stuff, okay? Make sure the costumes are short. You don't want your kid to trip, fall on the street. You also don't want your kid to get lit on fire, okay? Make sure all your batteries of all your flashlights have good, fresh batteries. Those decorative contact lenses we talk about, they hurt the eye. If your kids go, no, Mom, I didn't put the contact in, I just smoked some pot, don't believe them. It's probably a contact lens. Take the contact lens out. If the kid gets lost, have some sort of a plan on what to do if the kid gets lost. Okay, it's dark, it's confusing. They're going to run away from other kids, other families, and you need to give them instruction on what to do. Just a quick rundown saying, okay, if you get lost, here's a phone. I want you to call 911. I want you to go to a well-lit house, stand there under the light till we find you, you know, things like that. Come up with some sort of a plan. Make sure you have a responsible adult that's not going trick-or-drinking. Trick-or-drink is nice because you go to each house and somebody gives you a drink or they pour a drink into your glass, you drink, go to the next house. Not good if you're the supervising parent. Not good at all. Older children, okay, are either going to want to lead the young kids into spookier areas or they're going to want to be off on their own because they're a rip-roaring 9 years old and they don't have to hang out with the 2-year-olds. No, 9 years old is still not old enough for them to trick-or-treat by themselves. Okay, so make sure that you could see them. Make sure you go where there's a porch light, etc. When the house light is dark, just no need to go there. If the Halloween decorations are on and and you see other people going to that house, and you know, then check it out first. But don't be the first person to walk up to a spooky house. All right, for the most part, skip the candy. It's not worth it. Let me see here. Make sure to try to be in a big group, well-lit streets. Don't cut across the yards or alleyways. Don't assume the right of way when crossing a street. Some people are drunk. Make sure you eat a good meal. And then do not let the kids start looking at the candy and eating the candy while walking like a lot of them do. They go, oh, Mom, I'm so hungry, I can't go on, you'll have to carry me. Okay, then go eat the candy. No. You want to be in a well-lit area inspecting the candy. Okay, even in, you know, these real nice neighborhoods, there's still sickos. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of falling and tripping, they say elderly people that exercise have fewer broken bones after falls. Why? Because exercise helps strengthen the bones. Now, they found that older adults taking part in a fall prevention exercise program were 37% less likely to be injured during a tumble. We know falls are serious. You break a hip, you have a 50% chance of dying that year. It's pretty scary stuff of a pneumonia, of a DVT, bleeding, etc., a variety of things. Now, I notice I fall whenever I'm walking quickly, so I could probably use this class. I was at the Michael Jackson Thriller Mansion for a fundraiser on Friday. I got out of the bathroom, and for some reason I was in a hurry to go somewhere, and I tripped on the stair, and I fell in front of everybody. It was really stupid. But that's okay. That's okay. I got back up, but not good if my bones were brittle. Have a happy, happy Halloween. I will be here tomorrow. You all be safe. God bless.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.